This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Thank you. You may be seated. If the kids will now come down for Kids Corner, you'll be sharing time this morning with Phyllis Howard. Come on down, kids.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Sorry. And what is this? It's a candle. And let's see what else I have. Oh, and this is a little lamp. I don't know what kind of stuff it burnt because it's older than I am. I think it's a carbide light. And when I was a child, well, when I was an older child, we had kerosene lamps, and all of them gave light. Did you know that in the Bible, they talk about light an awful lot? I've got a Bible down here, too, someplace. Well, there's another candle, and here's the Bible. Well, it starts out in the very beginning that God says, "Let there be light." And he created the sun, and he saw that it was good. And then later on in the Bible, you all heard about Moses. I know you did. Moses saw a burning bush, and God talked to him from the burning bush. And then when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, there was a whole column of fire right in front of him at night so he could see where to lead them. And then in Psalms, King David was a very, very famous king. In Psalms, King David is talking to God, and he says, "It is you who light my lamp, my Lord, my God, light up my darkness." And then when we get back into the New Testament, there's an awful lot of things about light. In John, it says, tells about God bringing the light, and the light shines in the darkness. And then in Matthew, Jesus is telling the people, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so you may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And all of us have a little light inside of us. When we smile at somebody, they see that big smile and they think, "Oh, what a good person that is." And when we help our parents and we help others who need help, that's our light shining. That's like in a song, and I can't sing the song today because I've got bronchitis, but the song goes, This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Do you remember the song? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. So now we're gonna say a little prayer to God, and we're gonna ask Him to let our light shine. Heavenly Father, please let our light shine so that everyone will see us and know that we love Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, kids, and now you can pick up your cups. And you're going to collect money for missions.
If you turn in your blue hymn book to page number 170, we will sing together, "Oh, How I Love Jesus," while the kids collect change for missions.